This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
This is Megan Arquette with Beach Bungalow 8.
And this is Joni Webb with Cote de Texas.
And today in our design segment, we're going to talk about decorating in a tough economy. Megan, why don't you start?
Oh gosh, hang on a second. I wasn't ready to be.
Sorry, I know.
Well, I believe that every room, if you can possibly, have at least one piece that is an investment piece. I think it's sort of like buying a great outfit that's not so great, and as long as your shoes are really high end, it sort of brings the whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
Or a really great pair of shoes always brings together a Target outfit. So I kind of feel that way in a room. If you have one piece, I don't mean it needs to be a large price tag. It can be some amazing piece that you found. Just, you know, it may be a little bit more than you'd spend on other things, but I think one piece in a room makes a huge difference. And then from there, I'm a big fan of finding things at thrift stores and flea markets. I love bringing in things like that because I feel like once you have a nice substantial piece, it sort of brightens up all the other pieces.
Well, I don't practice what I preach, but I have, since I started working for myself and I could save up the money that I made on commissions, and what I started doing was saving up my commission and going and buying, just like Megan said, one fabulous piece. So in my living room, I bought an armoire. No matter what I have in there, it's always going to look nice, you know. Same for my bedroom. And it's so much better to save up and buy something that's nice than to buy a bunch of little things.
Amen.
Little crap, absolutely.
You know,
it makes just a huge difference in a room.
I, today, about 3 hours ago, was walking around TJ Maxx Home Store. I'm in the market for, if anyone knows, Vinny, I need about 12 Blue Willow china plates for a shower I'm doing. So I was there thinking I could find some of those. It is loaded with crap, I have to tell you. There are some good things. Like, there are definitely pieces. There's some glassware that I'm probably going to go back and buy for the shower, some things like that. But what scares me when times are tough or people are sort of cutting back on spending is that it worries me that they're going to go to a place like that and think, oh my God, these are so cheap. I'm just going to buy a ton of these and fill my room with them. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'd rather see a room that is Spartan than filled with a lot of $20 items that it's not going to, you're not going to like it. That's sort of,
all the $20 start to add up. You can see it in homes where someone is a manic shopper like I am. And, you know, they have to, my husband says it's not a good day unless money exchanges hands one way or the other for me. But I've kind of, as I've gotten older, I've gotten out of that. And like I said, save your money, you know, and just save it, and it grows fast.
I just wanted to make sure people understand, because I do believe this, and I've said this before, that I think people really should buy and live with what they really love. So far be it for me to tell you what to do, but I have to tell you, I do believe that you get into that place where you need a little shopping, retail therapy, and you go to someplace like TJ Maxx, and you think, it's $30. It's $25. What's the big deal? And you're spilling money, and you go home with a car filled with $300 worth of crap, where, you know what, that would have been better spent on a couple of beautiful pillows,
right?
Perhaps, you know, something really,
or
save
a pot.
It. Save your money and buy something substantial. Don't go nickel and diming yourself, because in the end, you're going to have a house filled with, you know, junk from Michaels and TJ Maxx.
I don't think there's anything wrong with going to TJ Maxx and finding,
I was there today. I was there today looking for something.
Yeah.
And they had, by the way, they had some white lamps there that if I had a place for them, I would have walked out with them. They were gorgeous. They needed new shades, but they were great lamp bases.
But I think the issue is being discriminating what you're buying.
Yes.
It's definitely, there's lots of stuff in those places. I mean, we have Home Goods here, and I am a Home Goods shopper. I've shopped in Home Goods for clients, but only for the little things and the sort of holiday decorating stuff. Sometimes for lamps, I have gotten some nice lamps there.
There's actually good design out there that is so inexpensive. It's amazing.
Well,
you know?
Target is doing a great job with that.
Right, right. Target is the best.
Yeah.
I think,
mm-hmm.
For that.
Oh,
but even And I'm trying to do that, pick pieces that I like that are, you know, really inexpensive that anyone can afford. There is just no excuse today to have a house that isn't, you know, designed nicely, because you can get it at any price point. And
Target's online. People need to also look at Target online, because Right. They're online. Now, I know the shipping is something that you have to calculate in, but I'm amazed at their chairs, their upholstered
stuff.
But
you did a post on those chairs, and I hadn't seen those chairs until you did that post, Megan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get over how great looking they were.
They had the Thomas Paul fabric, some of them.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't call it that, but that's exactly what it was. It had great designer fabrics on these slipper chairs, and they're beautiful. And the quality, I will tell you, I've seen them in person. The quality is as good as West Elm, but really half the price. You know, there is
It's like the blinds. People ask me all the time, where do you buy your tortoiseshell blinds? And Target?
Yep.
You know,
yeah. Home Depot, I'm with you. That's the best place for those.
You can buy them from Hunter Douglas, and yeah, the quality is better. But if you want the look and you can't afford it, go for it. You know, get it at Target.
Just the difference. The quality is better with those natural shades. Obviously, if you get them through Hunter Douglas, but you know, it's like the mechanism system is quality, where the other ones really sort of are non-existent. But as far as shedding, which natural shades do, I don't see any difference.
Another way, I think, is really an easy way of sort of changing your look, or maybe updating your decorating style, but on a budget, is to customize store-bought things like window treatments, you know, adding a fringe, adding a tape. Things that you can do, you know, with Stitch Witchery. You don't even have to be able to sew. Just to, you know, add a little something onto it. But one of the biggest pet peeves I have with people who do all the store-bought stuff, which I have no pet peeve with that, but buy two. You know, if you're going to pay $15 for a panel, buy two for each side and make them full.
Yeah.
You know, because then that, you know, quadruples what they look like. But the chintzy little, you know, these little panels that hang in, they're so small, just double that, which is not going to, you know, usually they're not terribly expensive to begin with.
Well, on my blog that's coming out, this really high-end house, the woman had these gorgeous drapes. And she got them from West Elm. And what she did is she took them to her upholsterer and had them lined.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a great idea.
Lining to me is the key too. Lining. You were saying doubling, Linda, and fullness. I think if you get you can easily get a really inexpensive lightweight liner, and if you've got a sewing machine, it takes one evening. You can watch TV while you do it. Or I've even used Stitch Witchery in my own house in years past. Makes a huge difference.
What is Stitch Witchery?
I'm talking about fusible tape.
Okay.
Yeah, it's either a tape or it's a powder, and you iron it and it melts and it fuses fabric together.
I just thought of something else, another way to save money. I think Joni and I, Linda, I don't know if you do this too, but we both layer. I love using tortoiseshell natural shades and then panels on either side, but you don't need to pull them. You can make them stationary.
Yeah, I've done that with clients. They're just a panel on the side. They're not the full width of the windows.
So it's only the width of the fabric. So
yeah.
You really are only needing a couple of yards, or, you know, 2.5 yards total, 5 yards per window. And that's a great way, as long as it's lined. You have to line it. And that's an easy way. I mean, I think that helps cut down on price for sure. Hugely.
Definitely. I also think that, you know, we can't forget just getting rid of stuff. I mean, we all have so much stuff in our houses. And I think if the first thing everybody did was just get rid of anything, don't keep it just because you have it. Do you really need it? And if we all got rid of all that stuff, I've been doing Craigslist. I've become the Craigslist queen, except that, you know, here in Massachusetts, we've had a little problem with Craigslist and a certain killer.
Yeah.
besides that, I sold a whole ton of stuff on Craigslist over the last couple of months, just to get it out of my house. And that money has actually bought me some new stuff that I brought back into my house. So I think that, you know, the quickest way to update your look is get rid of the old stuff that you...
And the other quickest way that no one has mentioned to change your look is paint.
Paint.
It's so obvious we didn't even think to mention it.
Yeah, but it's incredible how much just a fresh coat of paint in a different color can change everything. Paint out wood, you know, dark wood moldings, and
I love a high gloss black lacquer door. If your room can take it,
oh,
I
yeah.
love that book.
Okay, that's my number one thing that I try to get every client of mine to do. I did it in my house because I had these cheap hollow panel doors, they're horrible. And we painted every single door in my house black, and it just upped the quality.
It looks so good. I love that. And, you know, my neighbor a couple doors down in her little beach house, she went around one day while her kids were napping. This is how easy this was. And she painted, I don't know what the product was, she painted all the doorknobs and all of the door hardware dark, like a dark, almost black. And it looks so good.
Almost kind of like wrought iron sort of looking?
Well, she has old door. It's an old 40s house. So the hardware, you know, just the little keyhole, like where the skeleton key would, that's dark. She put that rub on. You know that rub that you can put on that can change out the metal?
Yeah.
Oh, you can get it at craft places. They have it in silver and brass, but she did it in a black, so it was sort of, it looks like a
bronze, maybe?
Brass, kind of a dark bronze, yeah. It looks so good, though, I can't even tell you. It looks so sophisticated.
We did, when I moved into my house, which was about 15, 16 years ago, you know, brass was so in, and oh, I just had to have brass everywhere, and it got to the point where I just loathed it. And so a couple of years ago, we, you know, just bit the bullet and we did change out all of our hardware, where again, it can get very pricey. The hardware that I wanted the look of was really, you know, the Iron Mountain look. And there are companies out there that you can get copies of the look. And so for a fraction of what Iron Mountain, I think that's the name, for what they charged, I used a hardware that looks the same, and it's the same look, but it was a fraction of the cost.
And I had, when I moved into my condo 9 years ago, I have the vanities in the bathrooms. You know, this is a builder's condo, just sort of that knotty, piney kind of ugly wood. And I painted them black. I did a barn red underneath and then did an antique black over it with just regular paint, and then, you know, distressed it. And yeah, I mean, it made, and it's held up really well. And if I ever get myself motivated, I'm going to do my kitchen cabinets the same way. But it made a huge difference for, you know, pennies and a little bit of time. And every time I use the, you know, I'm looking at them, I'm just like, gosh, those look so nice and so much better.
And same about like with the kitchens. And a lot of bloggers are, you know, really into redoing their kitchens on a budget, and the best way to do it is just paint those cabinets.
That's another thing. Wood floors, not all wood floors were meant to be exposed. So you can paint those wood floors.
If they're in terrible condition and they've been sanded and refinished, you know, beyond what they, you know, what you can get out of them, yeah. I mean, a beautiful, like, white paint.
My house in Boston had these, we pulled back the carpet and the wood was old, and it was, I mean, the house was 1800s, wide planks. We painted them and they're beautiful. It was so much prettier that way. And that house, I painted them a gray, kind of a celadon green.
Oh, pretty. Gray. Yeah, nice.
It was beautiful. Oh. And the walls were like a tea stained brown. It was gorgeous. Ooh. I painted my floors in this house. They were just cheap old beech pine wood floors. And when I came in, the woman before me had them pickled. And I wanted dark wood floors. So I had them stain it, and it looked too Williamsburg-y. You could see the grain in the wood. So I didn't want that look. So I had them paint it with deck paint. And it's been 5 years. And I've had many dogs, lots of kids, lots of sand. And they've held up great. They look great. Right.
Brown, Megan?
Dark, yeah, like a brown black, like a Java dark. There's so many beautiful floors out there painted that are just gorgeous.
Are we still on our budget decorating topic?
Well, that's pretty. I gotta tell you, my entire house, and this is a tiny house, we did it with 2 gallons of dark brown deck paint. That's cheap.
That is cheap. Yeah, if you can do it yourself. And I think that's the other thing, of course, is that the budget has certainly helped. The more you can do yourself, or figure out how to do yourself.
This is my favorite cheap thing is, and it's going to be my story, and I've written about it before, but it's the slip covered upholstery line at IKEA. And if anyone loves the seagrass white linen or cotton duck slipcover look, their sofa is, I believe it's $3.99, and it's great. It's great looking, and it's comfortable.
Really?
And, yeah, and it's slipcovered.
You know, a white slipcovered sofa, if you're trying to cut corners, is so smart because you can change the look of it so easily by, you can do the paint behind the wall behind it.
The pillows.
The pillows.
Right.
The pillows make such a difference.
And a white cotton slipcover can be bleached.
If someone is starting out and they have no money, go get that sofa.
Oh, yeah. And then hit Target and get those shades.
and go to Pottery Barn or somewhere and get seagrass. And, I mean, you know.
And then go to West Elm and get those drapes.
Yeah.
And then hit Benjamin Moore, and depending on what, and then email one of us because we all have our favorite colors from each.
No, and go, and then wait. Go buy some grain and save the sack and make some pillows.
And make some pillows out of it. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thanks so much for joining us. And guess what? We're now on iTunes. See you next time.